This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a very special guest. He's a returning guest, Mr. Mark Bradley. He is the CEO for Players Network. They're trading on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PNTV. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I always appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience.
Absolutely. Mark, why don't you tell us what you guys have been up to in the last 3 or 4 months here, and give us a little bit of your background.
The last 3 or 4 months have really been hitting some major milestones. It's almost like, finally a perfect storm is happening. You work and you work and work. You feel like you're in a treadmill, and then everything is clicking in place. I put out a shareholder update a few days ago and really hit on some high points. But for the people that don't know what we do, Players Network's background is a media and entertainment company. And when we saw the opportunity in Nevada about legalized marijuana, we certainly took the opportunity to apply for some license. So we created a wholly owned subsidiary called Greenleaf Farms, which we own 86% of. It's a private company. And then we also used our media experience to develop a company called Weed TV, which is a technology platform which we think is going to change the marijuana industry, the small and medium and large sized businesses, how they communicate with their audience. And putting them together, we are a marijuana and media company like no other company out there in the space.
You know, recreational marijuana use on the ballot coming up here in the next couple months, called Question 2 for all those in the Nevada region. This is what's making Players Network just different from any other medical marijuana stock, is that you guys do the media commerce as well as, you know, the cultivation, or at least that's what you guys are planning on doing here in the near future.
Right. Well, you have to understand, most people, 99% of the companies in the marijuana space were people that started out because they were marijuana users, or they were hippies, or just people that have grown it for years. Mm-hmm. And they really didn't come from a business experience and acclimate. A lot of them are mom and pops, and even the larger companies, marketing and branding and reaching out to an audience and customer service seems to be an afterthought. We actually went into it with our Weed TV platform, and we created content that would grab an audience and content that we can push and develop a database, so when people come to Nevada, Nevada is one of only two states that have reciprocity, which means you can come there with right now with a medical card from any state and buy in any Nevada dispensary, and it really makes us stand out because we can guarantee distribution because we're providing marketing to these dispensaries and these outlets of where they can buy our product, and no other cultivator can do that. That's the first point. But the second point that people have to realize when they look at the whole landscape of the booming marijuana space, Denver, which is obviously the country's leader, they have 5.5 million visitors. Nevada has 52 million visitors, 42 which come to Las Vegas almost specifically to party. Mm-hmm. The other ones are very close to the demographics of Denver. They're going to outdoor activities like hiking and skiing and up in Lake Tahoe, or water sports down in Laughlin. So we really cater to this audience. And when you look at the two markets, Nevada has less than 50 cultivation companies. Colorado has set over 700. Nevada has less than 25 production companies produce edibles and oils. Colorado has over 300. When you look at dispensaries, Nevada has 68, and Colorado has over 550. Population of Colorado is only 1 million more than Nevada. Mm-hmm. So when you take a look at the market and the licenses that we're holding in both cultivation and production, we're truly sitting on a lottery ticket, because Nevada is about 90% right now leaning in the direction of recreational. The only marijuana which would go on this ballot, which is question number 2, and there's only about 65 companies period, that currently hold all these licenses in Nevada, and we're one of them that can apply for the new 110 recreational licenses that are going to be released. So we have really, really good odds. It's not getting one, getting two, just by pure math.
Right.
And the other thing that I'd want to point out to your audience is there's only three fully reporting companies in the world that actually have a license to touch the plant. We're one of them. The other companies have massive market caps, and they've already had the run to, you know, 50 cents and a dollar a share. Our stock is sitting down, you know, around a penny right now. Mm-hmm. And with, you know, with what's going on right now, I mean, you know, it's a pretty good hedge.
Yeah, it's a
pretty good hedge to get involved with us.
It's pretty crazy to think about that. You know, we can get in on the ground floor of Players Network here right when the ballot goes and to make a really solid financial investment to go forward in the future.
Yeah, I wanted to, if I can mention real briefly, our facility that we're building, we have a beautiful 26,000 square foot building, and most of the construction is done in the first phase.
Right.
And we're looking to be up and running in November with cultivation and production, and with revenues in the production in December and mid to late January, possibly early February, depending on what strains we're growing in the cycle, revenue. So, you know, we're also on the brink of, you know, some meaningful revenue. And certainly with the recreational, we probably won't be able to grow and build fast enough for the supply.
Right. Just out of curiosity, how many plants will your 26,000 square foot facility hold?
Very, very good question. Okay, so initially, phase one, we're going with very traditional tabletops, 4x8 tables, and we are going to have roughly 7,000 square feet of what they call, you know, flower rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have such high ceilings, we're really focusing on new technology, and the majority of the building is going to be built out to be a vertical grow facility, which means we're going to increase our square foot by 400% because we're going to be growing cubic square feet instead of linear square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We estimate our building being able to produce, this is not tomorrow, this is probably a year and a half, 2 years from now.
Right.
But at full capacity, we're looking at about $65 million a year.
Wow, that is incredible. My guest today is Mark Bradley. He is the CEO for Players Network. They're trading on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol PNTV. Now, I'd like to take a step back and go back to our Weed TV talk here. So let me ask you this. Weed TV isn't available publicly yet, is that correct?
Weed TV right now on WeedTV.com is a placeholder. WordPress website does not reflect our technology that we'll be releasing before the end of the year. So it exists, but not like it's going to.
So we're practically like in a beta test, as it were.
Yeah, well, what we originally did is we were developing this technology and media platform for the entertainment in Las Vegas market, where any company can create their own channel and network and really take all the power that they'd get in a Netflix, a Facebook, a Yelp, you know, a Groupon, Uber, I mean, all kinds of technology all wound together to make it really a digital platform for small, medium, and large-sized businesses. So our whole platform and business model is a license fee. We're going after 70,000 businesses in the marijuana space. Those include dispensaries, cultivators, manufacturers of lights and greenhouses, smoke shops, vape stores. There's a huge list. People that blow glass in their garage. And we're going to license our platform to them and let them build their own network within our community. Our projections is if we only close 10% of those businesses, only 10% at $500 a month. They're already paying substantially more than that for other means of marketing.
Right, right.
Our revenues would be roughly $42 million a year with a 90% gross profit margin.
Wow, that's so incredible and exciting to think about.
Now, we don't, it's fair to your audience right now. You know, the technology and the platform is built. and we're not going to launch it until the proper launch budget is in place. We have an amazing management team that I can't disclose who they are yet, a sales and marketing team, and we are preparing to lock up all of our IP before we release it, because we do believe that once we do what we have, or we show what we have, there will be copycatters. So we're really excited about the platform, and it is content agnostic. So once the weed TV and the marijuana market launches, we have 25 other content categories that we're eventually going to go after, but we're going to conquer one thing at a time now.
Excellent. My guest again today is Mark Bradley. He is the CEO for Players Network. They're trading on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PNTV. Now, Mark, in closing today, I'd like you to be able to plug your website and go over anything that we didn't get to have a chance to in our conversation today before we wrap up.
Well, I think the last thing shareholders need to be aware of is we funded a lot of this through debt, and the debt created a lot of toxic, on the company, and it drove our stock price down substantially because not all debt guys are, nice. Well, that was about $3 million of debt over a four-year period. That debt is very, very cleaned up. There's less than $200,000 left on it. I put that in my shareholder update. The guys that are left are very friendly. So for the most part, if someone looks at our stock and says, oh, it's going to go lower because they have, all this debt, well, I believe they're wrong. And I believe at this point, we already bounced off the floor, and I see our stock substantially performing right now because there is no more supply left. The only way somebody can get supply is buy it. There's no more stock being issued by the company to debt holders.
Excellent. Again, our company today that we're highlighting on Stock Day is the Players Network. They're about ready to go from 0 to 60 in no time at all. They're trading under the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PNTV. And Mr. Mark Bradley, our CEO, is our guest. Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, and we're definitely looking forward to have you on again very shortly to catch up and to see how well Players Network is doing.
I really appreciate the opportunity. I'll talk to your audience anytime. And I do want to make a point that if anyone has any questions and they want to contact me directly, my email is mbradley@playersnetwork.com. And I answer all emails. I return all shareholders' calls. I operate completely transparent. I don't care if it's a large shareholder, a small shareholder. I treat them all the same.
Excellent. Mark, again, thank you for coming on the show.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you.